Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today, I want to talk about other opportunities of income for you. Most specifically, I want to evaluate and give my opinion of the opportunity, as it's often presented to you, of becoming a part of a multi-level marketing organization, an MLM, as some people call it, a pyramid scheme. We're going to dive deep into that topic. I'm going to share with you my feelings, my unbiased opinion, my experience, my observations. And by the end, I hope you'll be able to make a decision on whether it is right for you.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Okay, so let's dig in. And before we go too much further, for those of you who are not exactly clear on what an MLM is, it's a term or an acronym used for multi-level marketing. You'll often hear it referred to as network marketing. Sometimes people call it direct sales. And those who have either been burned by the process or they've met someone who does it the wrong way or someone who's just skeptical will often call it, quote, a pyramid scheme. Well, let me be clear first and tell you that MLMs and network marketing organizations are not pyramid schemes. What is a pyramid scheme? Well, a pyramid scheme, first of all, is fraudulent. It's illegal. A pyramid scheme is something that became very popular, I guess, in the 70s and the 80s, where people would enroll other friends and family members, ask them to pay money up front to enroll. And then participants in the pyramid scheme made money primarily from other people enrolling and paying their quote unquote fees. Now, there were no products that were sold. And again, it's illegal. And particularly because there's no products being sold. So only people at the top got the money from everybody else who could be convinced to come in. That's a pyramid scheme. It's illegal. Now, the reason why a lot of people negatively and incorrectly will refer to multi-level marketing companies as pyramid schemes is partly because, just as with any business, there are those who get involved in a multi-level marketing organization, network marketing, who invest some time and maybe some money up front, and then they don't make any money. But it's not because products aren't being sold. It's not because it's not a legitimate business. It's because simply it didn't work for them for any number of reasons, which we'll talk about in this episode. But MLMs are strictly governed by the Federal Trade Commission. I mean, the government watches multi-level marketing organizations so closely to ensure that consumers are protected. So they have to have legitimate plans for payout. They have to actually be selling products, not just recruiting people into the organization. And there is a huge difference between a pyramid scheme and a legitimate network marketing organization. With a marketing organization, there has to be an actual sale of a product or a service to consumers. And there's also a bringing on of people who are selling that product or service. And people make such a big deal about this, but I mean, really, is that much different from selling cars or becoming a sales rep at the mall for your favorite brand of clothing? I mean, you have to recruit someone to come in and represent your brand, and they have to sell those items, and perhaps they earn a commission. And that's really all that network marketing is. Commissions are paid out on the sale of the product. However, the only difference is that commissions are also paid out on the enrollment of people. So in other words, if I'm working at The Gap and I'm paid a commission for things that I'm sold, that's cool. But I'm not paid a commission if a new salesperson comes on board. Whereas with a network marketing organization, if, say, for example, I'm selling candles, I get paid for each candle that I sell, a percentage of it. And in addition to that, if I see someone out there who fits the ideal role model, the ideal person who loves a house that smells wonderful and loves candles, and you know they're the right demographic, and I bring them onto my team, I would also be paid a percentage of their enrollment. That's how MLMs are different from pyramid schemes. Okay, so let's not stop talking about pyramid schemes because that's like a whole nother thing. This is a legitimate business. The questions you may have are, is a network marketing organization, is joining an MLM the right step for you? Is it the right fit? And I want to approach that question for you to look at it as a supplemental form of income. Like, so let's say you work full time and you're like, well, I'm not sure if I want to quit But I also don't know if my retirement fund is going to provide for me in the way that I hoped it would. I don't know if this job is secure. I love what I do, but I also know I could get fired at any moment. My company could be sold. It would be nice to have a secondary stream of income. Or maybe you are already an entrepreneur. You've got your own business. It's doing well. But you've heard from many experts, not just myself, suggesting to you that one single stream of income is risky. And you're considering, well, how do I create another stream of income when my current business keeps me so busy, or my current job, my full-time career keeps me so busy? How would I add an additional stream of income? Well, I'm just going to tell you straight up front, spoiler alert, I think an MLM, a network marketing opportunity, might be just right for you. I also happen to believe it's the perfect on-ramp for someone who's never been an entrepreneur. Like, dude, it's hard to figure out how to get people to buy stuff. It just is. Like, for you to invent a product or to develop a service or to build a business from scratch, the odds are stacked against you. What I really like about network marketing opportunities is for so many people, including hundreds of people who I've coached, it's their first experience in business and it's a success. The products are proven. There's someone there to train you. Hopefully you've got a decent upline. Your upline, by the way, is a term that many organizations use to describe the person who brought you in. Like the person who said to you, whether it's on Facebook or at a soccer game, hey, I've got this thing that I think you would be interested in. And then they bring you into the organization. That in most cases is called your upline. And that isn't something you get in the real world when you're trying to start your own business. Like, I didn't have an upline. It always cracks me up, though, when I will talk to people who will say to me, you know, I tried doing direct sales and it was not for me, mainly because I had a terrible upline. I'm like, wait a second. Hello, newsflash. In the real world of business, you don't get an upline. I have no upline. A lot of people listening to me right now are laughing because you're like, yeah, it would have been nice to have an upline. Like, that's just not a thing. Except in network marketing organizations. That's why I believe if you are considering doing direct sales, the most important thing you can do, actually, there's two things that are really, really critical. Number one, make sure you are already in love with the product. If someone's introducing you to something, you're like, yeah, but I really don't know if I believe in that, or I don't think that's something I would use. Warning, 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 like run. It's not the right thing. It has to be something you're already in love with. It's something that already makes sense. It's something that you passionately would be telling people about anyways, right? That's number one. And number two, knowing, especially if you've never done this before, if you've never built your own organization, you've never led a team, you don't know much about creating traffic and closing sales and being a business person. If you don't know much about business, y'all better make sure that you do your research on your upline. Find someone with a proven track record who has a system in place, a system that has already produced top earners or at least successful people. Like, you want to make sure that if you have no clue, you're getting on board with someone who does have a clue. Now, the exception to that might be if you already know how to run a business, you already know how to lead people, you already understand authenticity and how to help and how to serve and how to attract, you know, then the upline is not nearly as important as being in love with the products and services that they offer. And of course, the comp plan, the compensation plan. What does it look like? How long has this company been in business? You know, do some better business research, figure out what other people say about it, but be careful because anyone who hasn't made money in a network marketing organization is going to say terrible things about that one, right? I mean, of course, because if you didn't succeed at something, a lot of people want to make a lot of noise and make excuses and explain why it didn't work for them. But my recommendation is follow the people at the top, get a sense for who they are, what they're about. Do your research on the person who you're considering joining forces with and make sure that you understand this is something that doesn't pay out immediately. Network marketing money if you will, is not Fast and Furious. It's a long game, but it's a really very incredibly rewarding and lucrative and eventually a very passive form of income. Now, what do I mean by eventually passive? Well, like with anything, when you first start a new business, when you get involved with something that's new to you, you need to understand it. You need to either follow the system of your upline, or if you've just joined a network marketing organization, you're like, oh, dang it. My upline has disappeared. I can't get a return email. You're okay. You're a big boy. You're a big girl. Don't quit. Because remember, your success is not their responsibility. You're very resourceful. You're very creative and you're hella smart. So who cares if your upline has disappeared? That's called the real world. Do your due diligence. Figure out who's good at teaching this stuff. They don't even have to be within your organization. So let's say you sell makeup and you are in an organization like Unique and you're like, my upline is gone. I can't find them. They're not returning emails. And now what do I do? Well, trust me, there are plenty of experts out there who are willing to be your quote virtual upline. You see, the basics of succeeding in MLMs or in network marketing are the basics. And you don't need to be trained. I mean, it'd be nice to be trained by somebody within your organization, but ultimately you want to learn and study from people who are in different types of network marketing organizations so you can figure out the way that works best for you. Because here's another thing. Your upline might be training you to do things in a way that's like really uncomfortable for you and feels really slimy and really salesy and inauthentic. And you're like, this is not for me. And I would tell you to say, this person's style is not for me. If you love the product and you love the services, rather than quitting, because you've already put so much time and effort into this, find someone else who you can train from, even just by watching what they do and studying them and learning about this stuff and listening to podcasts and educating yourself. I'm sorry, that is your responsibility, yours. Stop boohooing and, you know, feeling sorry for yourself because you don't have someone who's teaching you how to do this. You are an adult who's trying to call themselves a business owner. Then be a business. Act like a business. Don't act like someone who's expecting another person to hold their hand and show them everything. I used to say yes, but because of social media and the internet and the ease of entry, the low cost ability to jump in and start making income, especially with opportunities like network marketing. I now believe that anyone can make money online. I don't know that everyone has what it takes to quote unquote be an entrepreneur, but I do believe that everyone who's listening has the ability to make money online by helping other people. And that's truthfully what should be at the core of your interest in network marketing. So if you've got this really crazy way that you think you can outsmart, you know, Google Analytics and you can get search engine optimization. You can, you know, target all these people and drive traffic to your website. Good luck to you. You know, there is no get rich quick in this business. In fact, I think most get rich quick opportunities are short lived because the long game is honesty, integrity, serving versus selling. So that leads me to my next point, why most people are very turned off by network marketing, as was I. By the way, I should tell you, I should back this up and say that I am not currently in any network marketing organization other than the fact, and I should disclose this, that the company that I did my first fitness infomercials with, Beachbody, at the time, they were not a network marketing organization. They were a company that distributed fitness DVDs via infomercial. Well, many years into my relationship with them, they realized when people were getting crazy, incredible results, they were telling their friends like, dude, you should do this workout. Oh my God, it's going to change your body, blah, blah, blah. That was becoming more powerful. That form of marketing, meaning, you know, person to person, belly to belly, friend recommending to friend, that was becoming far more powerful even than somebody seeing an infomercial on TV. Because if your friend tells you to try something because it worked for them and you know you're going to see them a week later, I mean, that's some serious accountability. Whereas when somebody buys an infomercial off of the TV. It can be delivered, you know, 4 weeks later, 2 weeks later, and the package never gets opened. I'm certain that probably half of the DVDs I've sold are still collecting dust with the cellophane wrap still intact. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. Anyways, they realized that people were referring their friends and family to these workouts. And they understood, obviously, what network marketing was. And they said to us, the trainers, you know, what we'd like to do is have the people who are doing these workouts and are recommending them these workouts to their friends become distributors, also known as within Beachbody, known as coaches, so that not only are they recommending these workouts to people, but they can also kind of help keep them accountable and help them on their journey. And so I'm not sure what year that happened in, but eventually Beachbody has multiple divisions, one of which is a multi-level marketing division where their distributors are known as coaches, and they help people with weight loss, with obviously a huge library of workouts like Insanity, 21 Day Fix, P90X, Pio, Turbo Fire, Shaleen Extreme. Gosh, I'm missing a whole bunch of them. A ton of workouts. Oh, Body Beast. There's a workout for everybody. Everybody. And in addition to that, they eventually added supplements and consumables, if you will. But at its core, it's a health and fitness company. Now, I am not a distributor. I am not a coach. I don't have a downline. My involvement with that company is that my programs, my fitness DVDs are offered in the catalog. So I am just a fan of network marketing in general. Obviously, I have a personal bias towards Beachbody because many of my friends and family members are distributors, are coaches. My sister, through no connection to me, really, because of her integrity and the way that she helps people and the way that she does it, right? Like, she's a person who's of service. We've got good parents. Anyways, she is a Beachbody coach, and she happens to be, last I heard, their top earner. I mean, we're talking making millions of dollars. And you would never know it. And she didn't set out to do that. Let me tell you that about my sister. She's going to kill me for even saying this stuff because she's super humble. She's would probably describe herself as being shy. She is not a salesperson at all, never pushes stuff, but she really likes teaching people and likes leading. And that's important. So whatever organization you're in, if you look at the people at the top earners, they're doing things right. They're serving. They're helping people with more than just things that relate to their product or service. They're just helpful people, right? They can't help it. And the people who give network marketing a bad rap are the ones who are hitting you up in your inbox on Facebook, the ones who are spamming you like crazy under your Instagram photos. They are the people who you haven't heard from in 10 years, and then suddenly you get an email from them like, hey, I've got this great opportunity I'd like to talk to you about. Okay, that's what gives MLMs a bad name. To put myself through college, as you probably know, as being a regular listener of the Build Your Tribe show, I had lots of different businesses. The one that provided me with the best income was my auto business. I had a car lot, basically, that only operated on the weekends. People came there and they sold their own vehicles as private owners, and they would sell them to private buyers. So in other words, it was kind of like a commission-based or consignment-based auto lot. In addition to that, because, you know, listen, I was hustling. I also was a sales rep, quote unquote, for Cutco Knives. Yeah, I went door to door, knocked on the door and asked if I could go into a stranger's home and show them knives. What the what? I know. But do you know why I did it? Because I freaking loved those knives. I've been out of college for, let's just say, a few years and leave it at that, if we may. Let's just say that when I graduated from college, I had huge bangs and scrunchy socks. That should tell you about what year it was. I still have that original set of knives. I'm telling you what, if all of this came crumbling down and I had to look at a network marketing organization, I would probably consider Cutco again. I would either be Cutco or Beachbody. I got to tell you. Because I love those things. And that's how you should consider what organization you're going to join. Now, was I great at it? Nope, because I had something else that was more interesting to me, and that was building my automobile business. That was more interesting to me. So I didn't spend the time I should have or could have to become more successful financially, selling knives door to door. But I freaking love the product. And I love that they taught you how to demonstrate it and how to close. And I really do believe that that training in my late teens, early 20s, helped me to understand how to explain things to people so that you didn't feel like you were selling. I loved it. As you can tell, I'm still infatuated with these knives. Now, I'm telling you all of this because if I had everything to do over again, I don't know if I wouldn't choose the route of doing network marketing. I think I might, because here's why. You know this. I love teaching. I love training. I love learning something and going, oh, okay, I should share this with my audience. It's what I'm doing right now. I love seeing people do better than me. Now, that might sound crazy, but like, it's like a coach, right? Like a coach doesn't need to be an outstanding running back or wide receiver or quarterback, but they need to know how to coach people. A coach, if he's a good coach, wants to see his players do better than he ever did. And if you have the heart for that, like it's a hobby to see people do well. It's a hobby to help people. It's a passion to want to share your information and show people the shortcuts, or at least the direct route. I don't necessarily believe that there are shortcuts, but I do believe there are shorter routes, routes that are less painful. And because that's who I am at my core, and knowing today how hard it is to develop products and services and test them and focus group them and to have to ship products, et cetera, gosh, I am positive I would consider doing a network marketing organization. I would crush it. Dude, I'd be on that stage. I'd be like holding that big giant foam core check over my head and confetti would be coming to. I'd be like the top earner, I'm telling you. But I chose a path that I think is very rewarding, but honestly, it's tougher. And there's a lot more risk, way more risk involved when you're building something on your own, which I've done. Okay, so some of the cons to doing network marketing is this. It's a long game. There isn't like a boom, big hit, and you're like, we've made it. You've got to put in your time. And by time, I mean you've got to study. You've got to make this your business. You have to own it. You have to take full responsibility for your success and your knowledge and improving your skills. It's a lot of personal development. It's business development. It's getting on every single one of those calls. It kills me when I hear someone has joined a network marketing organization that has created trainings and opportunities for you to be better at what you do, and people don't do any of that. Then they complain like, oh, I'm not making any money at it. Well, why would you expect to make any money at it when you're not doing anything? You've got someone who's willing to train you, and you can't show up for a couple hours a week for a phone call or a Skype. You can't follow through and you're going to complain. Child, please, like seriously, save it. You are not cut out for this. You are a whiner and a complainer. Sorry if I've offended you, but what are you expecting? That you sign up and then someone's going to deliver money to you each week? That someone's going to do all the work for you? You still have to do the work. And initially, there's a lot of study. You have to understand the comp plan and you have to understand all of the products and all their benefits and who it is you want to help and what it is about you that's going to attract people. Because if you're going to be successful in network marketing, you can't lead with a product. If you are showing me in every post how wonderful it is to use your body wraps or your lotions, your oils, your candles, your shakes, your blah, blah, fill in the blank. If you are leading with the product, you will not be successful because there's a million other people selling your same product. So what you have to lead with is you. People have to fall in love with you so that they go, what is it that you do? And then you don't have to sell, because when people fall in love with you, they want to do what you're doing. When you are an example of what this product can do for you, whether it's in terms of your health, your radiance, your creativity, what all of those things, people will just be attracted to you. And that's important. And that's going to take time because a lot of people don't know what it is about themselves that makes them unique or that attracts people to them. Or maybe you do, but you think, well, is that like even a thing? Is that even, do people even care? They do. And that's what you'll have to figure out in those early stages of joining a network marketing organization. There's a lot of effort put in at first. There's a lot of study. And I think the people who do it right are the ones who study and study and put in the time without expectation of earning in the beginning. Because if you do that, if you make a couple of bucks, you know, the first couple of months, you're like, okay, cool. I wasn't expecting it. You know, most businesses, when they start, they're not profitable for 3-4 years. But most people who join an MLM, if they haven't made money in the first 4 or 5 months, they quit, which is funny to me because, you know, where else can you start a business for, in many cases, under $100, under $500, under $1,000, carry no product, have no investors, need not go to the bank and show them a business plan? Where else in the world can you start a business that's likely, very likely to be successful and profitable for you within a year's time if you just follow their steps? Like, that's unheard of. Nonetheless, it is possible, and it does take a determined individual, someone who's willing to go the long haul. So I hope that answers a lot of questions for you about network marketing. If it's at all interesting to you, I would tell you to do your research. Take a look at the top, say, 20 multi-level marketing organizations. Take a look at their products and services. Take a look at what they offer. Take a look at how long they've been around, what type of people they attract. Take a look at what they offer and see if those are things that you're already a proponent of, right? Like, you already love makeup. Or, you know, oils and healing, alternative healing is something that you've been a fan of for years and you've been recommending them. So why wouldn't you join an organization where you can profit from something that you're already passionate about? Or health and fitness is, it's already your lifestyle and you already love helping people reach their goals and understand what a joy fitness can be. You know, so take a look at those top organizations. That's step one. And then I would say look into one or two of them. First, as a company, once you've narrowed down which company looks most attractive to you, it's a good fit, you love what they do, you love what they stand for, etc., then your job is to research the individual that's best suited for you. It's the person who you should be learning from. You like their style. You like the way they do it. Because some people in network marketing are very in your face and have a different approach. And then others are, you know, much more laid back about this and they've got a system in place. And then here's the deal. If you are going to join a network marketing organization, interview your upline. And by interview, what do I mean by that? Do your due diligence, because a very successful network marketing individual, someone who's high up in the MLM that you're looking at, they're like, listen, you want to join my team? Join my team. I don't need to prove myself to you. So don't be offended by that. So when I say interview, I mean do your research, because you're probably not going to get them on the phone because they're really good about guarding their time and they're really careful about who and where they're going to invest their time. So don't be turned off if you can't get a reply from them, if you don't get them personally. Most people at the top of the larger organizations have a system in place where they can kind of tell if someone is kicking the tires or they are serious about building a business. And frankly, they don't need you. You need them. Keep that in mind. I'll say it again. Someone who's a top earner with proven success in a multi-level marketing organization, they don't need you. You need them. And in order to get there, likely they'll have a system that you can follow, and that's why they are so successful. But in order to like really get their mentorship, you've got to prove yourself. You've got to prove that you are in this for the long haul and you are a doer. Ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't expecting this would be so in-depth. I hope that it's been incredibly helpful for you, and I would love to get your feedback on this episode. So here's what I'd like for you to do. Leave me a comment under my last Instagram post and let me know what you thought about this episode. Remember, you're listening to Build Your Tribe. I know a lot of you also listen to The Chalene Show. Here's another thing you can do. I read the reviews for every single Build Your Tribe episode before I start recording each time. So if you tell me specifically about this episode, what I want you to do is you go to iTunes. There's three tabs, right? The middle tab says reviews. When you click on reviews, you'll see stars. Just below star, you kind of have to scroll. Just below the stars, it says write a review. Click on that, and in the title of your review, use the words multi-level marketing episode. That way I can get your feedback. I'd love to know like what you think, what you thought about this episode. And then if you don't mind, share with me your opinion about network marketing. And I look forward to reading those. So don't forget, that's Build Your Tribe. You go to your iTunes app. Or if you're listening on Stitcher, I don't know how you write a review on Stitcher, but hopefully you've got an iTunes account. You can even do it from your desktop and you can write a review there. I really appreciate it. I read all of those and they mean a lot to me. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Per usual, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to be fun, and then be done. So that's it. We're done, y'all. I'll talk to you next time. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.